What's in a name? The response to such a question often varies. But what kind of sound do you hear when you call a name such as James Benjamin Nunes? If you should ever walk through the community of Monique in St. Anne and mention that name, then residents would make a joyful sound. The 69-year-old Justice of the Peace and owner of Nunes Welding Works and Construction has touched the lives of many residents in and around the area. He's what some could describe as a selfless community hero. James Benjamin Nunes recalls growing up in the Monique community, where from his youthful days, community members found favor in him.
During my school years, the elderly people had found favor in me, so in those years, they work as bank. The people, no one go no banking, so they use me as a young boy to save them the money. And always, I want to go desk on me and save them money night.
As a youngster, did community members really trust him to such an extent?
Me, I tell you, man, not even now, you know. The average person will carry a couple of $1,000 and they lock it up and I'm going to teach them and then go and come back.
Ever heard the saying, the good you do will follow you? Well, over the years, Mr. Nunes has made a positive impact on members of the Monique community, being a role model, counselor, teacher, confidant, and friend. He's a long-standing Justice of the Peace who has been giving assistance to the poor and various organizations, as well as supporting community activities. Come National Heroes Day, October 19, Mr. Nunes will be presented with a badge of honor for long and faithful service. This is a prestigious award that many feel he truly deserves.
He's very dependable, oriented. I think it is deserving that the government of Jamaica should recognize him for his contribution to his community. And I support the award and think he's well deserving of.
Former Custos Rotolorum of St. Anne, Radcliffe Walters. Sub-officer in charge of the Monique Police Station, Inspector Cecil Gordon, says Mr. Nunes is a true leader in the community.
I could recall when they had a flooding in Monique and first were maroon and could not cross the water to go over their house. And so Mr. Nunes designed makeshift boat and give those persons to cross over and provide them with food and so on. He helped the weak and he helped the strong. No better person than him deserves such an award.
Janiel Steer is a student at the University of Technology, pursuing a bachelor's degree in dental laboratory technology. Ms. Steer speaks highly of Mr. Nunes, noting that he has contributed to her educational development. A kind and caring Mr. Nunes, she says, assisted her family when they were faced with financial challenges during her years at the Ocheras High School, thus allowing her to become a high school graduate.
I'm very happy for him because he helped me in such a way that it was bold and it really encouraged me.
For the man himself, James Benjamin Nunes, receiving this award is indeed an honor.
May I tell you something? When the Prime Minister called me the other day, tears just keep running down my eyes because I could not have seen people have known the worth and the input that I've had in this community. And I said, well, someone has noticed
it. National Honors and Awards recipient James Benjamin Nunes. Mr. Nunes says he finds pleasure in helping people and has pledged to continue serving his community.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.